Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Roger Davis of the Oakland A's. Roger, you're in a point in your career where everybody else isn't stealing bases like you are. What's the reason for your success at this point in your career? Is it staying in shape? Is it experience? Is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of a lot of different things, you know. First, you know, I want to go, and I want to steal bases. You know, that's been my trademark my entire career. You know, if I stop, you know, that's the end of my trade, you know. So I gotta continue to keep my body in tip-top shape to be able to, you know, steal bases at this level because, you know, you got a lot of good pitchers, good catchers, good throwing catchers, good defensive catchers that are able to, you know, throw you out. I mean, you don't have the tip-top, you know, shape. And you know, not only that, you know, you have, you know, we're playing at the highest level. Guys not trying to give you stolen bases here, you know. Especially pitchers, you know, some pitchers, they really pay attention to it. The game is paying attention more to guys stealing bases, you know, so it's tougher to steal bases.
Were there any, like, certain guys that you modeled yourself after growing up?
I mean, I like to watch baseball. You know, I watched Ken Griffey Jr., I watched Ricky Henderson, I watched Barry Bonds. You know, I took it all in from all the guys.
So when we play fantasy baseball, we study what's going on in the game, and it's almost like stolen bases are like seemingly more scarce to come by. When you stole four bases a few weeks ago, everybody ran to the free agent list and said, I want to get Roger Davis. Did you feel like, you know, the stolen base guy is becoming more of a, like the top level stolen base guy is more of a rarity now?
Well, it's easy to hit home runs and it is still bases. Guys will give up home run pitches than they will give up a stolen base, you know, so it's like, It's becoming that much tougher because guys are quicker to the plate. Guys are really quick to first. You know, it's tough if you're not. I mean, their defenses are specializing in, you know, holding the running game. If you hit the home run, whoopee. You know, hopefully it's with no men on base. You know, they'll give those up. You know, with solos. But when you get on base, if you can run. You know, that changes games. That changes ball games right there. You know, guys who can have the threat of stealing bases, they can change ball games.
Who are some of your favorite young guys that are doing it now? Like, of course, there's D. Gordon and Billy Hamilton.
Well, I like D. I like D. You know, he's aggressive. He's ready to go. You know, obviously, what's her name? Billy. You know, he's just doing his thing. He don't think anybody can throw him out. He goes all the time. So, you know he's going to get his bags. But these guys are, doing it, you know, at the highest level, you know, more props to him.
You're having your best month of the season so far in July. Is there any particular reason for that? Anything altering an approach or anything?
Yeah, but I spent a month changing my swing, you know, just that helped. And, you know, I just got a better mindset. I got a better approach at the plate, and I'm swinging at better pitches. That usually helps.
Last one for you. I told you when you stole four bases a few weeks ago, people ran to the free agent list and said, I got to get Roger Davis and spend my fantasy money. You probably heard throughout your career, you know, Roger, I have you on my fantasy team. How do you react to that? You take it as a compliment?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, I don't really pay that much attention to it. You know, I just try to do what I can do on the field, try to get in scoring position, try to get 90 feet closer, you know, every game. You know, if possible, if they allow me to, I try to take what they give me. And I think the rest is kind of history.
Roger, thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.